This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's talk to our guest for the day, Oanda market analyst Kenny Fisher. And in the USA, it is Trader Nick. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Kenny. Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you guys.
And I suppose, Nick, the big story of the day so far is the Trump tariffs on India.
Yes, that's right, Johnny. We saw more tariff headlines. We've seen this kind of episode playing out between the U.S. and India. Essentially, the Trump administration is unhappy that oil being bought from, or India is essentially buying oil from Russia. There has been a stance from the Trump administration, a strong one at that, that needs to kind of be discontinued, or there needs to be some remedy there. And India has kind of pushed back on that. So this morning, we did get some announcements of some fresh tariffs being placed on Indian imports into the United States. It just goes to show that these tariff uncertainties, these trade dynamics are uncertain to the rest of the world. The concern is that at any moment, you know, a Truth Social post can go out and it can radically change the landscape of the trade dynamics that we're looking at here in the U.S. So, you know, I think that this just goes to show the market, however, is still positive on the day, and markets have been doing quite well despite this. Just a quick nod as to why that might be. We also heard from another Fed official this morning, Fed's Kashkari, making mention that he thinks the Fed could cut two times this year. They could cut the interest rate two times. And the market is taking that very positively, right? So there's this idea that, yes, you had a soft labor print, but the Fed is now going to cut interest rates. And by itself, we've talked about that in the past, that wanting interest rate cuts from the Fed because of slowing economic data is not particularly, it's almost like asking to take your medicine, right? However, the third component to this is that earnings overall for companies in the second quarter in corporate America, the reason stock market I still think is up quite a bit is because you've had a really strong corporate earnings reporting period. And so you have, okay, the market's looking at, yeah, we got a little bit of softness in labor statistics, but we've got strong corporate earnings and rate cuts are seemingly becoming the more popular move at the Fed slowly but surely for the remainder of this year. I had a look at the Fed watch tool just before hopping on this podcast with you guys, and I took note that we are now looking at the December meeting somewhere between 2 to 3 rate cuts as sort of the expectation for the Fed to cut interest rates. It is a changing landscape from even 2 weeks ago before this NFP report. You know, sentiment was more 1 to 2. We've now gone 2 to 3. So I think that parts of the market are celebrating the idea, okay, we might get rate cuts, and it seems like corporate earnings are holding up pretty well. So it's an interesting dynamic. We do, however, see a reversal in the US dollar. I think that's worth mentioning. The NFP report last week, of course, the revisions lower, the soft jobs print kind of took away the shine of the dollar. We had this really big win streak for the dollar that has mostly reversed course now.
Just a bit of a background. It seems that we're all familiar with the tariffs causing a lot of trade tensions, but I think what you discussed as well with India shows that the tariffs can get quite messy and insert themselves in very delicate geopolitical hotspots. What we have here is that President Trump has decided to ratchet the sanctions up against Russia, and he's very upset that India is continuing to purchase oil from Russia. And that's why he's using the tariffs as a tool to try to convince India not to do with Russia, but that doesn't seem to be going too well. The discussion of a U.S.-India trade accord has not really progressed. India is already subject to 25% tariffs on their imports from Trump. So there doesn't seem to be too much incentive really for India right now to really give in to President Trump. We'll see how India does eventually react. But I think this shows it's a very good example of the tariffs still causing a lot of difficulties, not just in trade, but also geopolitically.
Yeah, it makes sense. And again, we'll see what happens with that. It's a good point that you make in regards to the concept of tariffs being used as a negotiating tactic. I imagine that a lot of these supporters of the Trump administration and their approach to trade dynamics would kind of lean into the idea that, okay, well, maybe this is what it was intended to be all along as a way to kind of negotiate. Other people would call it a bullying tactic, depends who you ask. But in some ways, you know, there is a lot of leverage that U.S. trade dynamics hold over, you know, our allies and trade partners. There is a fine line, however, between, you know, how much you can push other countries. So definitely reintroduces some volatility, some uncertainty into the market. But Kenny, I think we had some other economic data that you were watching. What else was on the radar for you?
That's correct. I'd like to discuss a little bit about the Bank of England, Nick, which is meeting tomorrow. It's virtually certain that the central bank will cut rates to a rate of 4%. I saw a stat before I got online that about a 96% probability. So the markets are really looking at this as a shoe-in that the Bank of England will cut rates. Now, the BOE is being quite cautious. So we've only seen two rate cuts so far this year. And a title that caught my eye on Reuters today was called Bank of England's Long Unwinding Road. In other words, they've been very, very cautious, very gradual as far as cutting rates. And the main obstacle to that, of course, has been inflation. In the UK, we're seeing inflation going actually the wrong way. It's moving higher. In June, CPI hit 3.6%, which is up from 3.4%. And obviously, that's quite a bit higher than the bank wants to see with their 2% target. But despite inflation moving the wrong way, it's interesting that the Bank of England is poised to cut rates. It seems that it's resigned to inflation remaining above target. And it's looking, I guess, at the specter of a weak economy as more important right now than inflation, which is interesting because when inflation was close to double digits, that certainly was the Bank of England's primary focus was to lower inflation. But right now it seems that with the economy struggling, they're willing to take the chance of inflation moving higher in order to kickstart the economy. And it's very likely that we will see a quarter point cut tomorrow from the Bank of England.
It's interesting, Kenny. I've just pulled up, I know in the past we've discussed this, but I just pulled up some data that I have on my side about the UK economy. I thought this was kind of an interesting perspective as you alluded to the idea that we may be seeing the Bank of England making a preemptive cut to kind of respond to, well, it's very likely that we're going to see the cut, but the question is, do we see more cuts after that? As always, right? It's always kind of forward looking. But I thought this was interesting. We do see manufacturing PMIs in the UK at 48. That also came in a little bit lower than expected, even here recently. GDP growth was negative in the latest report, which was a surprise. That was July 11th that we got that statistic. And then we also had retail sales month over month in the end of July came in a little bit soft. So you are seeing some weakness on the economic growth side of things. And I think as you point out, we now are facing a new dynamic with central banks, I feel like, that has been, well, maybe not so new for the Bank of England, but at least in the US, right? This concept of, okay, we're starting to get some red flags on economic growth statistics. And the Fed specifically, and similar to the Bank of England, they're now juggling this concept of, do we need to pay more attention to the inflation side? I'm looking at the latest CPI. I have it here at 3.6% for the UK. Do we need to focus more on that by keeping rates as high as possible, as the Bank of England has been a little bit slower to cut rates than other places? Or do we need to start paying attention to, you know, the other statistics that matter? Like in the US, we're also now looking at labor statistics, and some Fed officials feel the need to start focusing a little bit more attention there. So between central banks, we are seeing a theme here where now you're positioned to ask the question, do we need to pay attention to inflation more, or do we need to look at labor statistics? I actually just another side note on the Fed specifically, someone I was listening to kind of made the point that in the beginning of the year, the Fed was sort of wait and see, and they felt pretty good with where they're at. But now I think the Fed is sort of looking around the room and saying, okay, now we actually have some weakening data. What are we going to do? Are we going to continue to be wait and see? As now it's not such a passive option to wait and see. It's become more of a, okay, what side is going to be more important to you? Do you see a similar kind of dynamic shaping up with the Bank of England?
Yes, I actually do. I would agree that I think that's an excellent point, Nick. I think the central banks, as you mentioned, really the major central banks have been in a wait and see attitude, as has the Fed. But with the economic data getting worse, for example, Friday's non-farm payrolls in the States were below what was expected. And the previous 2 months were also revised downwards. So I think perhaps inflation is taking a bit of a back step. The central banks have been often, and Federal Reserve Chair Powell as well, has been talking about the uncertainty of tariffs. But I think there's maybe a bit of a, it's getting a bit stale, that argument, as the tariffs continue to be imposed. And they are, as you mentioned, more worried about the economic growth. And I think with the Fed very likely to lower rates in September, that will give other central bankers perhaps the confidence to also lower rates, as they see that the Fed is finally exiting its wait and see holding pattern. So I think it's very true that we're looking now at perhaps the economic data taking over a little bit more from inflation, which remains a bit high, especially in the UK. But the Bank of England seems resigned to that and is willing to lower rates even at the potential cost of higher inflation.
Very interesting point, Kenny, and excellent conversation overall. Thank you very much, guys. We'll speak to you very soon.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.